Over, HKX, monitoring.
You're up, Burley. KN4, TMW.
It stinks.
More shooting?
Yes, so. You this morning?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Just listening to the stereo on the way to work. Radio was kind of quiet.
As much. Andrew gone and it's my Friday.
You turn the stereo up much?
Not much in the truck either. I just don't listen to it much anymore.
There's something on Pandora. There ain't nothing on the regular radio worth listening to.
We listen to the talk radio or Pandora.
Yeah, any of the radio stations that play music, they play like the what they perceive the top 20 is over and over and over. And they ain't even close to good music.
I don't know what kind of music you listen to, but there's a couple of, well, there's a new station of music. But even in that wide variety, it'll play the same songs over and over again. You know, it'll play country to, you know, 80s. Rock and roll and 80s and 90s rock and roll, and it's the same couple songs.
It's frustrating. And that I, at work, sometimes I'll get on that that Kiwi site and I'll find me a radio, an AM radio somewhere, and I'll play a station from there. You know what I mean? Sometimes I'll play the, especially on the weekend, the WSM has some of the old country stuff.
I hadn't tried that yet. I have to look into that.
That one is, you know, like Pandora buffers, so it won't buffer. So if you lose the signal or if your phone, you know, screen goes blank, it quits. I have to always turn my, tell my screen not to go blank.
Let's think. Always having to reach over to do that or kill the battery on your phone. I guess you could put it on a charger and do it that way, though.
Radio on 6 meters last night. Probably do it tonight. Rain's supposed to be out of here by mid-morning, I think.
Like it's just supposed to be cloudy up here. Ain't 0% chance of precipitation.
Heavy. We'll call it a heavy mist. Just enough to have the wipers on intermittent to keep it off. Just enough to be aggravating. KN4, GFW.
On for freezing rain up here Sunday.
The station down here didn't call it, but up there they're a little bit better at predicting it. And then I know it, I posted something about having, I've already cut the grass twice this year. And then my buddy says, man, I've shoveled my driveway more than that.
You was glad that you didn't have to shovel your driveway?
She's down here, I don't shovel it. Traffic's been normal out here today.
I know yesterday on Wade Hampton, on the way home, man, there wasn't hardly any traffic.
It's like that, I just can't figure out what the, you know, what changes and makes it different.
I mean, when I got ready to go yesterday, I was like, I've got to go out here and fight traffic and get out there. And I drove right up to the light, made my right-hand turn. There was just a little bit of traffic on 290, and I mean very little, and out we went.
And then we're down the way home. The traffic will be backed up almost to John's, waiting on the darn red light there at the QT.
Now, there was a wreck yesterday afternoon on the way home there at the cement plant out on 290.
There's a spot for a red light now, right?
I don't know what. I mean, there's not that much traffic out there. It's just people not doing the speed limit and then people taking chances they shouldn't be taking.
They go when they shouldn't, or they're thinking the car's doing a speed limit and it's doing, you know, 20 over and it gets there quicker than they anticipated.
Had people that the fire departments had the roads blocked, had 290 blocked, but they didn't block the little cross street there. And there was two people went through the intersection while they were sitting there trying to do clear it. Just drove through.
It's just like the that intersection at Darby. For whatever reason, there's always a wreck there.
There's a lot of traffic because it's backing up because everybody's trying to turn on there at Osis and make that left-hand turn and stops traffic and backs it up. And it's just a lot of traffic cutting through both ways. Now, that one really could use a red light, but that's just going to slow traffic down even more.
At her wreck at that one that's a four-way stop right there at the little restaurant and the Dollar General.
Before they put the four-way stop up, I think people just used to try to, I'm just going to see how my luck goes. You know, like one of those figure eight races. I ain't stopping for that stop sign, just ride on through and trying to make their luck.
Boy, she hit. It's like if you, he was coming up from the left. She was headed towards 25. And I guess the post, you know, the post kind of drowns out the road. You can't see it. And, you know, he just looked and he just blowed the stop sign. Boy, she T-boned him.
He got hit one night coming back from there. They was coming back from Greer, and somebody run a stop sign and hit him right in the driver's front wheel. KO4HX.
Five now, like you're riding a motorcycle, and you got to be, you know, 200% defensive. To watch all the eaves, got to watch the turn cars in the other lane. Man, it's raining pretty good up here by 26. KN4TFW.
It gets pretty good, but maybe it won't be a complete washout.
Try to set up a time with the, what is it, N4YR, and then see if you can hook up with him one time and try to work that.
I think it'll catch on. It's just going to take a little bit because there hadn't been any 6-meter in the area for so long that nobody has any equipment for it. Or has it all stocked away and don't know how to use it?
A couple of small contests this weekend. There's a South Africa contest. Man, that'd be nice. I need to try to get me at least one South African. That way I can have something on that continent.
Have some luck at it. It'll come work out for you.
Do you know what the site is to download the... But I guess it's the FT8 software, so it gives you a screen.
A couple of things you got to download, and I can't remember. One of them is WSJTX. That's the actual software that does it, but there's something else you got to have, and I don't remember what all it is.
If I hadn't fully investigated it yet, I still got to get me a couple of cables, see if I can make it work.
Andrew can help you with that. He want to help me get it all set up. He seems to be pretty good at that.
You bobcat today?
Still got a few little things to do to it. Not sure exactly when I'll get it. So... hopefully get everything finished up this weekend. Don't have a lot to do, but we're depending on the weather.
You put you a snow shovel attachment onto it.
You going on there right now?
Yeah.
First look up Cat 267.
I think the work that Bobcat out there is like a, I want to say a T630.
Be able to tell now.
He sent me something.
Picture of it. Did Susan get into last night?
If anything, we what we do. We sit there and we ate dinner and wash the dishes, and then we just sit there and watch a little bit of TV and messed around on a tablet. That was about it.
You said she was working today, right?
Worked today. And she worked Monday and Friday this week.
In the life then, right?
Pretty good that way. That way she don't get burnt out and they just don't try to wear her out.
Into fats yesterday and they were struggling big time.
I keep trying to give it a try, but it's like, man, it just, every time I go in there, it ain't hitting that much.
Poor waitress. She was doing all she could do. There wasn't but two of them there yesterday, and people were just getting up and walking out. I mean, just mad. I mean, it was almost comical.
It's work, and then, but everybody wants to go out to eat, and then pretty soon those places will just fold under. You know, I saw where out west there's two big Burger King franchises that have, you know, 100 stores each that are filing for bankruptcy.
How that fat stays open, to be honest with you, unless they're doing some kind of business of an evening at the bar or something, because during the day, it's a ghost town, just about it.
Good morning, KA3JCA.
KO4HGX, Miss Sally.
Good morning, Richard. Good morning, Miss Sally. KN4GFW.
I want you to know that radio is just sounding awesome. It's just booming here. So forth like that. Even Sally said, man, you got a good signal. And Ken, how are you doing this morning, sir? Sally's over here just getting up, getting ready to start her day. It's a Friday, and of course it's going to be one of those dreary days because it's raining outside.
To work right now, but rain's supposed to be out of here early morning, it looks like. So that'll be nice. It's drizzling heavy here up here in Spartanburg right now, but not too bad.
Try to move her mom this weekend, so they finally, she's going to be a lot closer to us. She moved over there from Malden, over there near where Duke's Mayonnaise is, off of Lawrence Road there, outside of west side of northwest side of Malden, to over here where the Sphinx, QT, and Arby are at.
What travel is for?
Work at home today, right, correct, Patrick?
That is correct. I'm on my base station now. That's why it sounds so good, I guess. Me and Chad and Daniel put quite a bit of work into getting this thing on the air.
Do it to get it better.
We had to put a mast up, put the antenna up. I don't know, it's probably up 60, 70 feet to the tip of it, and had to sink pole in the ground, run cables. I put LMR 400 coax on it, and right now I'm running this 991A at about 20 watts, and the SWR on it is a 1.04.
That is sounding awesome for that height there. On your next transmission, I'm going to see if I can copy you on the input.
Pretty good job. I'm receiving the repeater at about 10 over right now, which that kind of changes a little bit. Sometimes it's an S9, sometimes it's 20 over, but it seems to be doing a good job lately to get me into the repeater reliably.
Well, at 20 watts, I tried to copy you on the input and was unable to do that, but just making it to the repeater like you are this morning, that's a lot better than it has been in the past.
Really good. But I have made it into the parking lot, so as bad as I hate you, I might say 7-3. Hope everybody has an awesome day and is safe out there, and maybe I can catch you guys over the weekend. KN4TFW.
Have a great day, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon. If not, Let me know what you think about tomorrow, and maybe if you decide. But 73's KO4HKX.
KA3JCA.
Down for just a few more minutes, and then I got to get ready to meet my son for breakfast this morning.
Well, that's the even perfect time in there, because Ashley's actually bringing my breakfast down the hallway now. So, but yeah, it was a good pleasure talking to you this morning, sir. And hopefully we'll talk to you later on. But the radio, the base station is sounding nice, sir. KA3JCA.
You and Miss Sally and Ashley have a great day, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. And hope everything goes smooth for you today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73s.
Wednesday, sunny.